Good morning. A Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. After quite an amazing fun drive, we're back to discussing those issues that matter. And wow, Alan, how about the top U.S. diplomat testifying on Tuesday that President Donald Trump was holding back military aid for Ukraine unless the country agreed to investigate Democrats and a company linked to Joe Biden's family? This is about as close as you get to quid pro quo in testimony.
Well, Mr. Taylor certainly did lay it out, and he laid it out in contradistinction to what some of the others have said about this, including the President of the United States. So it does add, obviously, to the potential impeachment charges that we're going to see. Because if the President of the United States promised a foreign leader that he would get his money, but only if he went after a political opponent of the president, it would seem to be a definitive new low for the president and a new provable low. So if this is the case, and this guy was urged out of retirement by Pompeo himself, the Secretary of State, to come back and run this desk, he is a man of great integrity, and it's going to be very, very tough for the president and all the president's men, as we say, to get him out of this mess. It is quite a mess. He said it, it's clear he said it, and the president has a real problem here.
And what about those Republicans in the Senate, Alan?
Well, you know, Republicans in the Senate are political animals like every other politician. What they do is they wet their fingers and they hold it up in the air and they see what their constituents are saying. They've got a real problem because even though Republicans are supporting the president in great numbers, there will be some who will start to say this is not right. We see Mitch McConnell and others beginning to turn on this president in very important substantive areas, like what's going on in Syria. So if that's the case, a Republican senator who is in a fairly close race for the seat will have to decide whether it's time to jump ship. If they jump ship, they get into trouble with some of their Republican voters who are still sticking with the president. On the other hand, they also get into trouble with those people who think it may be time for the president to go. You know, David, a recent poll showed that 50% of the people think the president should be not impeached, not an impeachment inquiry, but removed. And if that is the case, this is very bad news. I can only imagine that the lights are on late at the White House trying to figure a way out of this mess for the president. So far, the Republicans have stood with him. But it isn't only the Republicans, it's the moderates, it's the middle, the purples, the people who can go either way in an election who he's really got to worry about here.
And he keeps saying things, Alan, that affect those purples, those moderates that you're talking about. Like yesterday when he said stirring up painful memories of this country's racism in the past, he said yesterday that the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry was a lynching. And boy, did he get backlash.
He did. Well, Lindsey Graham said, in fact, it was a lynching. They have pictures on the TV of Biden using the word lynching when it was the impeachment of Clinton at stake. We see Jerry Nadler being played on CNN using the L word. So they're going to defend themselves by saying others have said it. It is something that is a great affront to African Americans in this country. I hope everybody takes a second just to consider what a lynching was. You took a person out, you put a rope around their neck, and you killed them, and you left them hanging from a tree. So when a Republican president uses the word lynching, it's going to come back and hit him in the face.
Do the Democrats come back and hit themselves in the face? We're now seeing articles, for example, Democrats see weak spots in their own 2020 prospects. Who else you got?
Well, it's a tough one. You see Elizabeth Warren, who is very popular with the base. It's a big question whether she can win. We're getting a lot of letters saying Bernie Sanders can win from the Bernie supporters, although his numbers in the polls have not been that good. And now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has made it official. She's all for Bernie. We'll have to see what the newest crop of polls show. Bernie is extremely popular with rank-and-file Democrats, and many of them. And yet, Democrats really want to win this election. So the question you ask, is there anyone else out there? Well, we hear the word Bloomberg used. When I mention Bloomberg on the air, we get lots of letters from our listeners who say, oh no, not another guy like that. And yet, he is a guy who has had some very popular programs. He was a good mayor of New York, although there are those who doubt that. And you'll find the impetus for him to get in will be great. He's a guy who wants to have the crown laid on his head and say, oh, please, we'll give it to you. That's not the way it works. You got to campaign. You got to go into primaries. So that's a tough one.
anonymous Trump official said to have written a book. This anonymous senior Trump official, says CNN, whose 2018 New York Times op-ed was called treasonous by President Trump, has written a new book about Trump titled A Warning that will be published next month. CNN has learned more damaging, I'm sure, information coming about the president.
So this is fascinating. You have a senior official in the White House, allegedly, who is writing articles, now a book. There are those people who are criticizing him and saying, hey, what are you doing working there if you feel so strongly about this? But here's somebody who many will consider of great courage to do this. Obviously, somebody's going to say, well, you're doing it to make money. They're already putting out that much of the money will go to good causes. So we don't really know. It is an interesting question whether somebody within the White House, a sort of deep throat, should be making money or writing books while still in the administration. I find it one of the more fascinating things that I've been seeing.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.
And David, just a wonderful thank you to all those people. $700,000 in the lockbox and then a day and an hour in the morning to have this historic fund drive. At a time when this country really needs as many independent and open voices to protect our freedoms. And I am so grateful to everybody who did something in this fund drive.
Ditto.